Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. You're invited, and bring along a friend. Pastor Joe will be leading this special service to bring the true Word of God to all who need an uplifting word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, call 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, Satan's Newest Tactic Against You.
Speak the Word.
Several years ago, the Lord gave me an analogy that is still with me today. He likened His Word to those old silent movies. You believe it or not, it's only been about 100 years since we were seeing silent black and white movies. About 100 years. I think actually it was about 1926 or 27 when they started giving voice to the movies. Of course, now I can sit in my living room as well as you, and I can watch a movie on large screen TV that's filled with colors and voices. You can even cast movies from your smartphone onto your screen. I found this out when I was in Texas about a month ago with my daughter, visiting my granddaughter. You know, they were just casting movies from their smartphone. You know, and I thought, well, gee, that's awesome, you know. But keep in mind that these little perks that we've gained in just the last 10 or 20 years, the Lord said to me that the secular world has gotten very proficient at putting voices to movies as well as to many other devices such as our smartphones. He said, however, he said, Christians have not even scratched the surface when it comes to giving voice to His Word. Praise God. A few days ago, my husband David and I were having breakfast, and we were discussing how so many believers do not have a revelation of how the devil is using their mouths to destroy them. And many believers are blaming God for their circumstances. I hear people blaming God all the time for their sickness or their being broke, and they're pleading and begging with God, you know, over their bodies and their finances. But we don't serve a God that you have to beg and plead with.
Yes.
As you'll find out later in the message, all we have to do is ask.
Yes.
In faith and believe it. He's already provided it for us. You know, I'm getting ready to start another level of ministry, but the Lord God has always provided for me from day one. I never saw myself as a widow. I mean, I wasn't a natural. What I didn't see was a fixed income. I don't serve a God that put me on a fixed income. I serve a God of abundance.
Yes.
And I am His daughter.
Yes.
And just like Leanne is my daughter, and I have other children, they don't have to beg me for anything. If they have a need, they come and ask me.
Right.
And I'm going to help them because I love them. Well, our Heavenly Father is much more than that. He's much greater than that. And I used to confess those scriptures all the time, that I served a God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And not only that, the grass to feed them, you know, and the hills. So we have to confess these things, and we think it's so irrelevant, but it's not. It's imperative that you do this in order to receive what the Lord wants you to have. But you have to have an image. God has given us an imagination and an image. We have to begin to see ourselves in the position that we want to be in. If you're starting a church, you need to see yourself in that church.
Yes.
You need to see that church. You need to see the people coming in that church.
Right.
You need to see everything that you need. It's like I used to sit on my sofa when I renovated my little house after my husband was deceased, and I bought a smaller place. It needed a lot of renovations, and we need a lot of renovations. We need a lot of renewing and changing to get us to think and act the way God wants us to, so we can have what He wants. But I could sit on my sofa, and I didn't have a deck, and I didn't have a French door there. I just had an old window that was a mobile home window. I didn't know that was what it was, but it was. But I could see my deck. I could see the French doors. A year later, I had the French doors. I could see the deck. A year later, I had the deck. Yeah. You know, you have to, you know, you could see yourself in these positions. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to see yourself
right.
being prosperous. Yeah. You have to see yourself as being healthy.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
And many believers, like I said, are blaming God for their circumstances. I hear this. I'm witness this morning that I cannot speak death and defeat and get life, because the words you and I speak is what we're going to get.
That's right.
According to Mark 11:23, whatever you say, he said, whatever you believe in your heart and say, you're not going to get something just because you speak it. But if you believe it in your heart and you speak it, you're going to get it. So we can't go around blaming God for anything we get. Don't you hear this? Because both God and the devil are just operating on the word you give them. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
They are both only operating on the words coming out of your mouth that you're giving them. You cannot blame God for what's happening to you in your health or in your finances or in your spiritual life. It's all you. God said when he came to live in you, he came with everything, not bits and pieces, but everything. And every good gift, he said, I blessed you with every gift pertaining unto life and godliness.
Yes.
I've given you everything that you need to live that good life that he's given us. Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, if we want life, we're going to have God in our speech. It's just that simple. We have to have God in our speech. God didn't even save us. Think about that. God didn't even save us until we confessed with our mouths that Jesus is Lord. Think about it. Something that important. If God left that up to us, how much more does he allow you and me to dictate the course of our lives by our own words? But he's allowed us. He's given us freedom. He doesn't dictate to us. He's given us the freedom, a choice. We choose. As a matter of fact, you know, I know that the lady that worked for me in Hampton, Virginia, back in the early 90s, had invited me to her church several times. And I said no. As a matter of fact, my husband at that time was in Spain, you know, during the Persian War, I guess. And but anyway, I said no. And she said that she told the Lord, she says, unless you tell me, I'm not going to ask her anymore. And so apparently the Lord told her, and she asked me, and I went, and that was the day I got born again. You know, so don't get discouraged if you invite somebody or you talk to them about the Lord and they don't always accept it. It may not be that time, but don't give up.
That's right.
You know, God is working on them,
yes.
You know, and he's attracting them. Praise the Lord. But we do that by calling those things to be not, as it says in Romans 4:17, as they were. You know, I've been teaching for more than 25 years on how the words we speak affect us. That is the mission that the Lord gave me when he called me into the ministry. And even I don't think that I have a full revelation of just how damaging our words can be. Because we all, you know, I have not arrived by no means. But the word says that he'll teach me everything I need to know. And I can honestly stand up here and say everything I know, he has taught me and still teaching me, even how to use the computer. When my husband passed away, I didn't even know how to turn it on. But the Holy Spirit has taught me how to use it. You know, he knew I needed to use it, you know. And I couldn't get it. But when I said to the Holy Spirit, you know, because he said, all you got to do is ask.
Yes.
I said, Lord, if you want me to learn how to use this computer, you're going to have to teach me. Holy Spirit, you're going to have to teach me. I couldn't grasp it. And he did.
Yes.
And I'm still doing it, you know, writing books and writing sermons and stuff like that. It's really awesome. But, you know, the Holy Spirit is our helper and our teacher. And we are not in this world alone. We have the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost with us every day. As a matter of fact, we don't even have to invite him to go with us, because if we go, he's going. And if we stay, he's going to stay. You know, so he's always here with us. And he always blesses what he's already ordained you to do. We don't even have to ask him that. If you're doing what God has asked you to do, it's blessed. It's already blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Father, we thank you for the power that is in your word. Jesus has written on one thigh, the word of God, and on the other thigh is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Help us to understand, Father, that your word is what you created the earth with and everything in it, and is held together with your word, and you have created us in your image, and this is the way that we receive things, is by giving voice to your word. Help us to understand that when we speak things the devil puts in our hearts, he uses them to defeat us. But if we speak life, life is what we will get. We thank you that our God is the host of the armies, and there is nothing to fear. We are aware that we're not waging war against flesh and blood alone, but our fight is against tyrants, against authorities, against supernatural powers and demon princes. And we're so thankful that the word you have given to us to fight with is sharper than a two-edged sword and will cut through anything and will break into pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we are no longer gullible to the lies of the enemy. And by wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, we will win every battle, every time, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word. The word of God against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. You're invited, and bring along a friend. Pastor Joe will be leading this special service to bring the true word of God to all who need an uplifting word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, call 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297.